never intended to put my pets in panties, but it seems to have evolved into my thing. Once I understood how devastating it is to require a man to squeeze his bulging cock into a tight satin skimpy bikini or thong, I was hooked. I mean, there's nothing more ridiculous than a man with butt floss separating his hairy balls and the head of his cock popping out of the elastic waist. I imagine it's really hard to take yourself seriously when you're standing there panted and looking ridiculous. I, for one, find it impossible to take you seriously. But what slave worth his salt wants to be taken seriously? You know you're not allowed to bask in self-respect when you stand before your mistress. If you want self-respect, you'll go to work. You have enough self-respect in pretending to be a strong man who has it all under control. Isn't it a relief to admit your weaknesses? Don't you love that you don't have to pretend to be strong with your mistress? She knows the truth about you and accepts you anyway. When we come right down to it, you're terrified someone is going to find out you're not who you pretend to be. What if your wife or girlfriend finds out that you have a raging desire to get your face fucked by a big dick? What if your assistant found out that you like to bounce on a big plastic cock while I watch you squeal? Panties are simply a symbol of your submission and your willingness to drop the pretense. I know who you really are, and you're pretty absurd when it's all said and done. So stop trying to pretend you're not absurd. Go put on your panties and quit complaining. This is Mistress Piper. If you enjoyed this audio, head over to my blog, yournaughtylover.com. Or, if you have to have me now, give me a call at 800-356-6169. I'll talk to you really soon.